Definitely. While we agree that thanks to the O'Malley Brown administration over the last 7 years, Maryland's become one of the most unfriendly business states. It makes us very fertile ground for someone like Governor Perry to come and visit. However, we would prefer that our businesses stay here and talk with their votes next year in our election, elect more Republican leaders, elect a Republican governor, more Republicans to the House and Senate, and we can turn this around and make Maryland business friendly, and then we will be out attracting businesses to come to Maryland. We thank the governor, Governor Perry, for highlighting and showcasing just how dire things have gotten in Maryland, and you know, all those ads that he's running talking about the state of things in Maryland for business owners. Well, that's the same message that we've been saying for years. Instead of going to Texas, we want them to stay in Maryland, vote next year, vote Republicans in so we can lower taxes, reduce regulation, the regulatory environment, and make Maryland business friendly again.
Thank you. What's your name?
Diana Waterman, D-I-A-N-A-W-A-T-E-R-M-A-N, and I'm chairman of the Maryland Republican Party.
Diana, is it counterproductive for what you wanted? I mean, you want businesses to come to Maryland.
Of course we want businesses, and we want businesses to stay. But over the past 7 years, more than 6,500 small and medium businesses of all sizes have left, either closed up or left Maryland. We want them to stay in Maryland. We want them to come to Maryland. But the current tax environment, regulatory environment, makes it very unfriendly for them. So my solution, our solution to that, is elect Republicans and we'll turn it around.
Did you see Governor Perry changing any minds in here?
That would be hard to say. That's going to be up to the business owners. Most Marylanders are in Maryland because they love Maryland. It's a beautiful state. It's a wonderful place to raise your families. But over the past 7 years, it has gotten increasingly more difficult to do that. So I don't know. I'm a small business owner. I'm staying put in Maryland. I have no desire to go anywhere else. I'd rather stay and fight. And that's what we hope the people that talk to Governor Perry, no offense to Governor Perry, but the people that he talks to today, I hope they decide to stay and fight alongside us.
How do you see his prospects in 2016? Do you think he's going to run? Should he run?
That's for Governor Perry to decide. You know, it's 2016 is kind of off right now. My concern, our focus as a state party, is our gubernatorial elections next year.
Did you ask for this meeting, or did he ask you to come meet with him?
We asked for this meeting.
What was the message you wanted to send Governor Perry today? Or what is the message?
Well, that we understand why he's here. We can't say that we exactly wish him well in his ventures, but we also thank him for shining a very, very bright light with the commercials that he's done in his visit here on the situation in Maryland. But once again, we encourage all of our business owners, small, medium, and large, and those wanting to open businesses, stay put, fight alongside your Republican Party, your Maryland Republican Party, and elect a Republican governor next year. Elect more Republican senators and delegates, and then we can undo some of the damage that has been done.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Appreciate you. Glad to help.